With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy opened fire Thursday at Florida State University with his mother's former service weapon, killing two people and wounding at least six others. At a press briefing, Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil says they'll handle the case as they would for any other shooting suspect.
This event is tragic in more ways than you people in the audience could ever fathom from a law enforcement perspective. But I will tell you this, we will make sure that we do everything we can to prosecute and make sure that we send a message to folks that this will never be tolerated.
Authorities have not yet revealed a motive for the shooting. The shooter believed to be a Florida State student. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel in December, has been indicted in a New York court on four charges, including a count eligible for the death penalty. A grand jury returned the indictment on Thursday in Manhattan federal court. The charges include stalking, murder, and a firearms count. It was not immediately clear when the 26-year-old Mangione will be arraigned. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling from a British court might change the LGBT debate.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom has settled the matter within its borders. A woman is someone born as a biological female, and a man living as a woman does not qualify. The ruling concerns Britain's 2010 Equality Act, which sets out protections against discrimination. Pro-family advocates, feminist groups, and Christian leaders in the UK are cheering the historic decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican-led House has advanced a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to repeal the abortion amendment they narrowly approved last year and instead ban most abortions with exceptions for rape and incest. The proposal won initial House approval by a vote of 94 to 50, with House Speaker John Patterson among just two Republicans siding with Democrats in opposition. Next, that legislation must go to the Missouri Senate. This is SRN News. Three tourists were among four people who died when a cable car crashed south of Naples, including a British and an Israeli woman.
Officials say only two of the three foreign victims have been identified so far. According to initial information, a traction cable snapped and one car crashed just a week after the line, which is popular for its views of Mount Vesuvius and the Bay of Naples, reopened for the season. Italian prosecutors have opened an investigation of the incident. A fifth person, who is also believed to be a foreign tourist, is hospitalized in Naples.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Officials in Puerto Rico say power has been restored to 98.8% of clients after an island-wide blackout hit the U.S. territory earlier this week. The blackout that hit Wednesday afternoon occurred after a transmission line failed and then caused generators across the island to protectively shut down. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.